But I remain a Jew. Rabbi Solomon H. Sonnenschein's letter to Louis Godlove. In mid-November 1885, Rabbi Solomon H. Sonnenschein attended a convention organized by the Union of American Hebrew Congregations, today known as the Union for Reform Judaism. During that convention, he and his colleagues crafted a document to edify and codify the beliefs and values of their nascent movement. That document soon became known as the Pittsburgh Platform. They suffused it with a vision of the God idea and an eschatological process leading mankind towards reason and truth. Sonnenschein left deeply satisfied that the platform reflected his personal theology. Sonnenschein returned home to St. Louis to promote the newly crafted document. The 46-year-old rabbi held a series of Friday night public debates at his congregation, Cherry Emeth, between December 1885 and January 1886. Sonnenschein would use the forum to clarify and defend the new platform, but a brewing controversy complicated his efforts. Rifts had begun developing between the rabbi and his congregation in the early 1880s. Since first arriving in St. Louis a decade earlier, Sonnenschein had formed close friendships with several Unitarians in St. Louis, accepted offers to speak from their pulpits, and even invited Unitarian ministers to speak from his on a few occasions. Although it was not uncommon for rabbis to build friendships with Unitarians, late 19th century Unitarians, like the early Reformers, adhered to Enlightenment ideals, and classical Reform rabbis no less than Solomon Schindler, Max Landsberg, and Isaac Mayer Wise had developed relationships with Unitarian ministers. Some of the congregants, nonetheless, grew uncomfortable with his affinity for Unitarians. Amongst the letters of Rabbi Solomon H. Sonnenschein, gathered and preserved at the American Jewish Archives in Cincinnati, Ohio, we find a letter Sonnenschein wrote on December 29, 1885. The letter responds to a salacious suggestion made by his congregant Louis Godlove. The rabbi paraphrases and answers three questions Godlove asks based on the principles laid out in the Pittsburgh Platform. Sonnenschein paraphrases Godlove's third question. If the mission of Judaism is to bring about the common brotherhood of man, why not take a heroic step and become Unitarians? We would thus become a part of the majority represented by Christianity, instead of remaining a powerless minority daily growing weaker. The rabbi responds, "No, my dear brother, you are mistaken. We are not growing weaker. We daily increase in strength and influence. The pure Hebrew idea, stripped of all ritualistic crudeness, is marching ahead splendidly. Christianity, in its self-constituted letter worship and miracle worrying, is on the wane. And even Christianity does not by any means in figures represent the majority of mankind. I am one of the truest friends of the Unitarian Church. I admire their independence, their courageous search after truth, their broad humanity and indomitable intellectual energy. I am at any time and at any place ready to extend to them my hand in fellowship and to worship with them our Father who is heaven, in the spirit of the truth. But I remain a Jew." The rabbi's answer to Godlove is an unambiguously statement of his position. With clarity and craft, he affirms both his commitment to Judaism and genuine admiration for Unitarianism. Sonnenschein is usually consistent when he articulates his position in correspondence. In a letter to a Christian professor, he writes, "I am an admirer of the Nazarene and his church, though not believing him to be the Messiah." Nevertheless, other public and personal slips open the door to exaggerate suspicions of his apostasy. On April 1st, 2 days after, a board was elective who Sonnenschein perceived as antagonistic towards him. Sonnenschein resigned his pulpit, giving the 6 months' notice stipulated in his contract. When it was later revealed that 2 weeks following his resignation, the rabbi met with leaders of the Unitarian Church to discuss becoming a speaker of their organization, the Unitarian controversy set off a veritable tremor in St. Louis. Nonetheless, it is not clear that the meeting constituted a derivation from his position articulated to Godlove. Prior to going, he wrote Reverend James Freeman Clark, whom he would meet there, "I am so the more intensely the believer in a possibility of blending both rational Christianity and purified Judaism into one sunbeam of internal truth." The statement might sound suspect, but Sonnenschein had already articulated this eschatological view of Judaism in a series of sermons he delivered in 1881. Moreover, the rabbi and the ministers inevitably failed to come to terms on an agreement. The events which transpired during the meeting remain uncertain. Yet one scholar, Benny Kraut, argues Sonnenschein walked away from the meeting when the ministers asked to baptize him. Sonnenschein, it appears, remained a Jew.